This is Akashvani. The news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is addressing a business forum with the Sultan of Oman. We now take you live to the Prime Minister's address.
एक दूसरे के साथ मैरिटाइम ट्रेड कर रहे थे. अक्सर कहा जाता है कि समंदर के दो किनारे बहुत दूर होते हैं, लेकिन मांडवी और मस्कत के बीच अरब सागर एक मजबूत ब्रिज बना है. एक ऐसा ब्रिज जिसने हमारे रिश्तों को मजबूत किया, कल्चर इकोनॉमी को ताकत दी. आज हम विश्वास के साथ कह सकते हैं कि समंदर की लहरें बदलती हैं, मौसम बदलते हैं, लेकिन भारत ओमान की दोस्ती हर मौसम में और मजबूत होती है.
Prime Minister arrived in Muscat yesterday evening on a two-day visit to Oman in the last leg of his three-nation tour. A discussion on pollution in Delhi National Capital Region is listed in today's business of the Lok Sabha. The discussion will take place under Rule 193. The discussion will be raised by Member of Parliament Priyanka Gandhi Vadra, Kanimori Karunanidhi and Basuri Swaraj. In Rajya Sabha, Union Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh will move the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 for consideration and that the bill be passed. Government has said that 440 Ekalavya model residential schools are functional across the country to provide quality education to the tribal children. Replying to supplementaries during question hour at the Lok Sabha, Tribal Affairs Minister Jewel Oram said the government has sanctioned 728 Ekalavya model residential schools. He said government has started several welfare programs for the tribals. Mr. Oram informed that the government has launched Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan with a total outlay of over 80,000 crore rupees to develop 63,000 tribal villages. He said the PM Janman scheme will also launch to uplift the particularly vulnerable tribal groups. In West Bengal, the Sanyukt Madhyamik Sikshak Sanghatan has called for an indefinite strike in schools under the Gorkhaland Territorial Administration, GTA, starting today. This decision follows an order by the Calcutta High Court to terminate the services of 313 teachers. According to the organization, the process of appointing volunteer teachers in the hills has been ongoing since 2002, and they hold the then state government and the GTA responsible for the current situation. The Delhi government has enforced the no PUC, no fuel rule from today as part of an intensified multi-pronged drive to curb worsening air pollution in the national capital. Under the enforcement plan, vehicles without a valid pollution under controlled certificate PUCC will be denied fuel at petrol pumps across Delhi. Simultaneously, non-BS6 vehicles registered outside Delhi will be barred from entering the city. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading marginally up during the forenoon trade today. The Sensex gained 48 points to 84,608, while the Nifty added 33 points to 25,852 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, IT, consumer durables and metal were gaining the most, while selling was seen in auto, media and power. U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted that tariffs will remain a central pillar of his economic policy. In his year-end address last night, Trump repeatedly credited tariffs for spurring investment, factory construction and job growth, framing import duties as a permanent tool to reshape global trade rather than a short-term negotiating tactic. In men's cricket, the fourth T20 international between India and South Africa was abandoned due to extreme fog at the Ikana Stadium in Lucknow last night. After conducting several inspections, the umpires decided to call off the match. As a result, India retained the 2-1 series lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.